Turn your Bibles tonight to John chapter 14. We'll give you just something real simple tonight and hopefully real helpful. It's really something preaching, teaching, doing Wednesday night, doing radio. There's all kinds of messages. I was just talking with Randy about the message that went on the radio today and got what was involved in preparing that, studying it out, seeing what was in it. Very doctrinal message, very much a deep study type thing. This is something that's, I wouldn't say superficial at all, very helpful, but quite simple. John chapter 14 is where we're going to be tonight. When we start, just keep your Bibles open, take you to a couple of other places here as well. And I think what we'll do is have a word of prayer, and I'll introduce the message to you and then take you to the verse of Scripture that has the first point. Zach Bates, why don't you pray for us tonight? Amen, amen. You know, one of the things that we need is we need comfort from time to time. We need comfort from time to time. You don't really think about it when you are comfortable. You don't start thinking about it until you are uncomfortable. And comfort is one of those things that doesn't really make any difference how old you are or how young you are. Throughout your life, you are going to find yourself in need of comfort. Take, for instance, the little children that you have in your life. They could be grandkids, it could be your own kids, it could be somebody else's kids that you're close to. Little child sometimes will be running and fall down, scrape his elbow or scrape his knee. He doesn't really need medical attention. He'd probably brush it off and keep going. But he comes running to you and jumps in your lap and is crying a big old flood of tears and puts his arm. You know what he needs? He needs comfort. That's what he needs. Then you get older and you're thinking, well, I've grown out of that. And then something hits you like a death in the family. And suddenly you find yourself in a very grieving position and you need comfort. You know, this thing with comfort is something that is universal. We all find ourselves in a need. And it is timeless because it can happen to you when you're young, it can happen to you when you're old. And the question is, where do you find comfort? And the answer is, first of all, in the Holy Spirit. Look in John chapter 14 and look at verse 16. Jesus Christ said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another," capital C, "comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth." When you read through the Bible, you see like in verse 26, same chapter, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. The great thing is that when you get saved, the Spirit of God takes up residence inside of you. He comes in immediately. People say, when do you get saved? I'll tell you when you get saved. You get saved when you're regenerated by the Spirit of God. It doesn't come just because the person prays a prayer. There are people who have prayed prayers before, but there wasn't anything in it, and the Spirit of God didn't regenerate them. It happens when you're baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ, when you believe the Lord Jesus Christ, when you receive Him as your Savior. And that Spirit of God comes in there, and He seals you until the day of your redemption, and He doesn't leave you. And so He's there to comfort you. He is there to... And the beauty of that is that He's there with you all the time. In other words, if you find yourself in a situation where you're alone, at a time when perhaps you think nobody else could understand why you need comfort at this particular time, Spirit of God understands why. Because He's inside of you, He knows exactly what you're thinking, He knows exactly what you need. Listen, the Spirit of God prays intercessory prayers for us according to Romans chapter 8. With groanings which cannot be uttered. If anybody knows what you need and the way you need to be comforted, it's the Spirit of God. And you may think because you're emotionally distressed that you need to be comforted because of your emotional distress. He may know you need to be comforted because of the thing that caused that emotional distress. In other words, his comfort is absolutely specific to the need. He's always there. He knows exactly what the problem is. And I don't know that we rely upon the Spirit of God enough in times when we really need to be comforted, recognizing that that's what he is. You know, I also think that sometimes we don't sense the comfort of the Spirit of God because we're not filled with the Spirit of God. He's there. But then there are a lot of other things that are going on in the life. He says in one place, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And take a Christian who has gone back to the bottle to find his comfort. He's not going to sense comfort from the Spirit of God. Why? He's not filled with the Spirit. He has inebriated himself. He's used some other means to try to deal with that. I remember a pastor when I first got started in the ministry, and we were just helping a variety of churches and things like that. And it surprised me. This guy was he was trained in psychology, and he actually was a licensed psychiatrist. And people would come to him because he was a licensed counselor and a licensed psychiatrist. And you know the difference, right? A psychologist can sit down and give you behavioral ways to cope with your problems. A psychiatrist can give you drugs. All right, so this guy was a licensed psychiatrist, and people would come to him in the church and they'd say, you know, we're distressed about this and that in our lives. And after being in that church for a year, he had half the people in that church on Prozac, on an antidepressant. He was medicating them. Well, how are those people going to sense the comfort of the Spirit of God when they're dependent upon something other than the Spirit of God for their comfort? Do you understand? The idea is, as Christians, our first place to go for comfort anytime is to the Spirit of God. Because he's constant. He understands. That's his role. That's what he came here to do preeminently. There are many things he does in our lives, but he came to comfort you. And I'll tell you what, rely upon the Spirit of God for comfort. You know, in Baptist churches, sometimes we don't speak enough about the Spirit of God, I guess because what happened is the charismatics went too far the other way and got crazy with it, and they're kind of like, ooh, we got to back off on this Spirit thing. Don't back off on the Spirit of God when he's there to provide you with something so desperately needed as comfort. Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 31, on the way to the next point, and notice what the Spirit of God did for the churches during all that terrible time of persecution. Fortunately, by Acts chapter 9, Saul had gotten saved. And look at Acts chapter 9 at verse 31. Well, that settled down the persecution quite a bit. Acts chapter 9, verse 31, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. I don't know what kinds of things befall us in our future, in our country. I have no idea. But I can tell you one thing. We as a church need to look to the Spirit of God to comfort us in this church, no matter what happens outside the walls of this church, in this country or in the world. I'm not looking to them for answers. I'm looking to God. And the Spirit of God will provide that comfort. All right, I'll tell you another place where you'll find comfort. Turn to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Here's a great place for you to find comfort. Romans chapter 15. And we'll just go right to the verse, verse 4. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. What things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience, watch it, and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now he's talking about the Old Testament there, those things that were written aforetime. But we know from the New Testament that we find comfort from the Scriptures just as well. How about this one? The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's the New Testament. So the next place that we'll find comfort is in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. You know something? Many, many times in the ministry I've had the opportunity to talk with people who have gone through something hard. A death, the loss of a job, a financial failure, a wayward child, a distress, just a lot of load in the world. And many of those who have said, you know what I did? I turned to the... What part of the Scriptures? I turned to the Psalms. I turned to the Psalms. I mean, there are a lot of people that do that. And I'll tell you what, there was a time in the ministry when I went through something that was so hard, I honestly thought that I was no longer going to be in the ministry. It was the most trying thing that I've been through thus far. And I say that thus far. I hope that I don't have to go through something worse than that, but you never know. And in reading, I came to Psalm 18. And when I came to Psalm 18, I had read that many times before, but I always looked at it from its second coming context, the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm reading, you know, all about the channels of waters that are seen and the foundations of the world and the hailstones and the coals of fire and all that destruction that will come. But this time when I hit Psalm 18, going through what I was going through, boom, I hit verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation in my high tower. And but I'm telling you, when I read through that, I was shouting. I'm telling you, I got excited. I realized, hey, God's on, you know, is in this deal. And I got very real comfort from the Scriptures. Somebody said to me one time, how much Bible should I read? Well, as much as you need. You know, somebody says, how much should I eat? Eat as much as you need. You don't need much, don't eat much. You need a lot, eat a lot. I say, you take as much as you need. But what I have found... You say, well, how do I know when I've had all I need? You know what? I say sometimes you need to stay in that Scripture long enough until you sense comfort. Until you sense peace. Until you sense satisfaction. Until you sense fullness from the bread of life. And what happens oftentimes in your life and in mine, you wake up in the morning jacked up about something. I know none of you have ever been there before, but just imagine. Okay. And you try to sit down with that Bible and read, because you know that's what you normally do in the morning or the evening, whenever you do. You know you're doing that. And you can't get that thing that's got you bugged out of your mind. And so what happens is you read a little bit and then you go back and reread what you just read because you didn't get it. And you go back and reread what you just read because you didn't get it. And you say, oh, phooey, I'm just going to stop. I can't do this. And so what happens the next day? Well, the wheels are still off your wagon. And you try to drag it on its axles and it's not going very well. So, well, I guess I ought to read the Bible. And you start in there again. You read four or five verses. You can't think about what you're reading and because all you're doing is thinking about what's on your mind. You say, what do I do about that? Don't quit. Just get in there and open that Bible up and cross your legs or whatever you got to do and lay it in your lap and start reading and keep reading until the medicine works. You ever have a headache? You ever take an ibuprofen or something for it? You didn't feel it right away. You're kind of like, I don't know, this isn't doing me much good. But you wait around there about 30 minutes and all of a sudden it's subsided in any case, maybe gone away. You got to do the same thing with the Scripture. Take a little of the medicine of the Word of God and wait as you stay in it and let it comfort you. I'll have people that I come into contact with, you know, and they're pretty stressed out, pretty whacked out on life. And I'll ask them, how much time you been spending your Bible lately? Oh, come on, preacher. None. I say, you got to get in the book. You got to get some comfort from the Scriptures and stay there. And you may find one day that maybe your normal reading is you read five pages or five chapters or whatever, or maybe you go by the calendar, but you may need one day just to sit there a long time and get out of that book. Why? Because God has got to get you to the place in the Scripture where He shows you something from the words of God that addresses specifically why you're in the shape you're in at that time. I mean, with the comforter in us, we ought to be comforted. It's not always that way. Why? Because life is not comfortable. So the Scripture will give you comfort. And you never know where you may be getting that from, so you got to stay with it long enough till you find it. So where do we get comfort? You get comfort from the Spirit of God. Thank God, because you can meet Him at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can meet Him by yourself in the waiting room at the hospital. Okay, you can meet Him in the privacy of your own home in tears when you're worked up over something. You find comfort from the Word of God. Thank God, because you can pick it up day and night. It's always there, and God will talk to you. And where else do you find comfort? 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Where do you find that comfort? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation." Why? "That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Where are you going to get some comfort? First of all, from the Spirit of God. Where are you going to get some comfort? Secondly, from the Word of God. Where are you going to find comfort? Thirdly, from the children of God. You know what God does with us, and you've seen it, you've probably lived long enough now and in your life to see it. God will let you go through something that you think is too much. And you'll get in the Word of God, and you'll get in the Spirit of God, and you will get through it, and you will find comfort with God. And then down the road, somebody you know in the church, somebody you know that's saved, goes through the same thing, and they come to you, or you go to them, and you say, "You know what? I know exactly what you're going through." And give them some comfort that God gave you, and suddenly two things happen. One, they're comforted by the same God that comforted you, but using you as the testimony, you as the comforter. But secondly, suddenly that harsh thing that you went through a year ago suddenly is worth it now. And you're like, "You know something? I have complained about that bitterly till today, but I'm glad I went through it for the sake of this other person that I've been able to help who's now gone through the same thing I did." And there's a comfort back to you in knowing, "You know what? God didn't waste anything on me when He put me through that situation." You get comfort from the children of God. Sometimes you'll say, "Well, I don't feel like bothering anybody with the way I feel." Most people I know they can be a comfort to you don't consider it a bother when they can help you. You know, I've noticed, for instance, and we've seen it in our church more times really than any of us care to see. We have widows and we have widowers in our church. And those are sad occasions. And you know what a widow's going to do? She's going to go to another widow. And a widower is going to go to another widower. Why? Because you understand. You know what it feels like. You've already been down that road. And you have seen how God has comforted you. I remember when my father died over 19 years ago. My mother was, as you can imagine, was just grieving terribly hard. And what added to her grief is that my father died so suddenly. They'd been together the night before, been together that day. He went to the YMCA to do his treadmill. And on the way back, he died of a major heart attack and never made it home. And so she just felt like he was just suddenly stolen out of her life, you can imagine. And that added to her grief. Until on the third day, a lady from Kingsville came up to see her who was a really, really good friend of my mother's. And they went back, there were a lot of people there, kind of went back to a part of the house where they could just be together. I happened to be in that area spying. and my mother's friend sat down and looked right at her, you know, just had her undivided attention there sitting that close together. And she said, "Virginia, now listen, I know you're upset because Leo was taken out of your life suddenly, but you got to remember what my husband and I went through. For years, my husband was suffering from a debilitating illness, and we had to suffer with him through that entire thing until it finally took his life. And I want to tell you something, having been down that road, we've both lost our husbands now. I want to tell you, you ought to thank God that he was able to step out of this life and into eternity. It was a whole lot better than going the way my husband went." And I'll tell you what, that provided comfort to my mother in a way that nothing anybody else said during those few days before that was able to do. They couldn't reach it. But she found a way to comfort my mother. But why? She had been down the same thing and had known that what my mother was going through, as grievous as it was, and as much as she still had to grieve, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And there's something to be said for that. Now, so when you're going through something and you want to kind of become a turtle, you want to get in your shell, you want to be a little bit of a snail and get back down in your shell, don't want anybody else to know what you're going through, you may be cutting off a great opportunity to be comforted by somebody who will understand. You say, "Well, I just don't want to discuss it." Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should. After you've gone to the Lord and the Spirit of God is there to comfort you, you've gone to the Scripture, but you just, listen, there is something in the touch. There is something in the presence of people in this operation of comfort. And I've seen it. I've seen it as many times as I've been with people who've needed to be comforted. There is just something with knowing there is a warm body of kindred spirit in this room with me, and I'm not doing this by myself. So I don't know if any of you are going through anything like that, but listen, maybe what happened is you forgot and you left the Spirit out of the very thing He came to do. Don't do that. You say, "Look, Lord, I don't feel that I'm full of the Spirit right now, but I know You're in me and I am looking for comfort." Trust Him. Get in that Word of God and stay there a little longer. Say, "Well, I got a busy day." You know what? You might just have to back off some of that busy. Sometimes what we do is we get busy so we don't have to think about the thing that's bothering us. Back off that busy and get in that Word until the Bible comforts you. And then get with one of your brothers and sisters in Christ and say, "You know, what I really need right now is a shoulder." And I'm thanking God for it because He gave us to each other for that very purpose of comforting one another in consolation. And I pray this has been a help to you tonight. Father, thank You so much for a little exhortation from the Scripture to help us find comfort in time that we may need it. And perhaps we've got some that are right now in need of that comfort. I pray, Lord God, what they've heard tonight will be a benefit to them. If not, if it's coming and we are not in it yet, I pray that You will help us to be faithful to remember what we've heard so that we'll know where to go when we need the comfort that we all at some point need in our lives. We ask You to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.